Imagine you're floating high above the earth in a hot air balloon, drifting slowly over a vast golden land. The sun is just rising, casting long shadows over hills and plains. Below you stretches the Patagonia Steppe, a wild and open region that covers parts of southern Argentina and Chile. From up here, it looks like a giant quilt of soft browns, yellows, and grays, dotted with low shrubs and winding rivers. There are no cities or big roads in sight, just nature stretching on and on. The wind carries the balloon gently, and you feel the cool morning air on your face. It's peaceful up here. A guanaco, a wild cousin of the llama, trots across the land far below. You see more of them in small groups, grazing on dry grass and moving through the open space. They blend in with the colors of the land, but from up high, their graceful shapes stand out. A few birds soar nearby, riding the same wind as your balloon. One is a huge Andean condor, with wings so wide they could stretch across your living room. The balloon begins to lower, slowly drifting down toward a quiet valley. As you get closer to the ground, you see tiny purple and yellow flowers tucked between the grasses. The steppe might look empty from far away, but it's full of life if you look closely. Soon your basket touches the ground with a soft bump, and you step out onto the cool, dry soil. The air smells like dust and sage, and there's a soft breeze that whispers through the grass. You begin to walk across the land with your guide, who shows you that the steppe is a special kind of grassland. It's one of the largest dry areas in South America, covering more than 250,000 square miles. That's bigger than the state of Texas. Most of the rain falls during the colder months, so the plants that live here have to be tough. They have small leaves or fuzzy coats to hold on to water. You see coiron grass, which looks a little like thick, spiky hair, and cushion plants that grow low to the ground to stay warm and safe from the wind. As you walk, your guide points to a low bush with silver leaves. This is a caliphate bush, they say. It grows small blueberries. There's a saying here, if you eat a caliphate berry, you'll always return to Patagonia. You smile and try one. It's tart and sweet at the same time. Birds like them too, especially a kind called the austral thrush, which flits from bush to bush looking for ripe fruit. The sun climbs higher in the sky, and the land starts to shimmer with heat. You find shade under a rocky outcrop, where a small herd of guanacos is resting. They watch you carefully, but don't run. Nearby, you spot a mara, an animal that looks a little like a rabbit and a deer combined. It hops quickly across the rocks, its long legs built for running fast across the dry ground. Patience and quiet are the key to seeing these shy animals, and the steppe gives you plenty of both. Later you drive toward the mountains, watching the flatland slowly rise into hills and cliffs. In the distance, the jagged peaks of the Andes begin to appear. They look like teeth made of stone, sharp and snowy even in summer. You visit a famous place called Mount Fitzroy, a towering granite mountain that seems to glow orange at sunset. Climbers come from around the world to try to reach its summit, but you're happy to admire it from below, where the glaciers shine and rivers run cold and clear. Back on the steppe, the colors begin to change as the day ends. The grasses turn golden and the shadows grow long. You pass through a patch of linga trees, their small leaves whispering in the wind. These trees only grow in southern Patagonia and can survive in cold, dry soil. You see signs of other animals too, tracks of foxes, maybe even a puma. These big cats are the top hunters here, though they're rarely seen. They move like shadows and prefer to stay hidden. Your guide leads you to a quiet spot near some low hills, where white bones are half buried in the dirt. They belong to an armadillo, but not the small kind you might see today. This one was enormous. It was called a glyptodon, a prehistoric creature that looked like a tank with a turtle shell. The shell bones are thick and patterned, like pieces of armor. Your guide lets you gently touch the edge of the fossil. It's cool and rough, a real piece of ancient history. As you continue walking, your guide tells you that Patagonia is one of the most important places in the world for finding fossils. scientists have discovered bones from some of the biggest dinosaurs that ever lived, right here in the steppe. One was called Argentinosaurus. It was longer than a basketball court and could weigh as much as 10 elephants. These giant creatures once roamed across the same open land you're standing on now, leaving behind footprints and bones that were buried and preserved by time. It's hard to imagine such huge animals in a place that feels so quiet today. But back then, millions of years ago, Patagonia was a very different place. Instead of dry grasslands, the steppe was full of towering plants and thick forests. Strange reptiles and ancient crocodile-like animals swam in rivers, while herds of dinosaurs searched for food. Even though those creatures are long gone, their story is written in the rocks, waiting to be discovered by curious explorers like you. At night, you set up camp under a sky full of stars. There are no city lights to block them out, so the Milky Way shines bright across the sky. You lie on your back and listen to the quiet. Somewhere far off, a nightbird calls. The wind rustles the grasses. Everything feels still, but you know the land is alive all around you. In the morning, you wake up to the call of a southern crested caracara, a bold bird of prey with black and white feathers and a sharp yellow beak. It stands on a fence post, watching the land, proud and patient. As you pack up your things and prepare to leave, you take one last look at the wide, wild land around you. The Patagonia steppe is a place of space and silence, of hardy animals and hidden beauty. It's not a loud or busy place, but it has a quiet magic that stays with you.